Some bright morning when this bed is over.
Bye. How about that?
How about that? The Bluegrass Friends Band. Now, if you're a fan of that kind of music, if you love that kind of stuff, every Monday night, I'm going to give you all a shameless plug. How about that? Every Monday night up at Roaster's Coffee Shop here in LaGrange. Start about 6:30 and they go till about 9 o'clock. If you're a fan of that kind of music, man, I mean, it's free. It's some of the best stuff you'll ever hear. And, yeah, they get to be up there. It's really cool. So, yeah, I'll invite you for them, but they're part of that. And it's a very, very cool thing. We're glad to have you here today. Glad you've come to worship today and excited you're here. I want to introduce our district superintendent. John Hatton is here this morning. John, would you stand and everybody give John a warm covenant welcome. We welcome John. John's been on the job, what, 7 weeks? Talk about a newbie. But I think he's liking it. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how he looks in about a year from now when he comes back to see us. How about that? He'll have all gray hair. He's got some other things going on with the family that will cause a little more gray hair. His wife is pregnant, about to have another. When's the baby due? November the 9th. So that's pretty cool. He'll have a baby in the house, and yeah, he'll be all gray next time we see him for sure. But and a high schooler, yeah, that's right. So Emery's a freshman in high school at Eastern, and we're going to have a brand new baby. So that'll be, talking about a life change, holy smokes. But okay, so this morning we're celebrating Camp Meeting Sunday. It's great. It's also Promotion Sunday. And Cindy's got some names and certificates to hand out to those children are being promoted to new Sunday school classes. So Cindy, you come on up and share that.
Good morning, everyone. So we are going to be promoting some students to an upper level, but we are also going to be giving certificates of students who have been participating all year long. Okay, so if you hear your name, little ones, if you could just come here so we could pray for you at the end, just start from this line, okay? The first one is we are proud to recognize Matthew Bowling as a participant of the Preschool Sunday. Yay! And then we are also recognizing Dean Korn as part of the preschool class. Come on, Dean. Yay! There he comes. Come on. You're good, you're good. All right, here you go. Do we have Asher Gentry here recognizing them? No. Okay. Noah Johnson? No. What about Hunter Moore? No? Okay. Clara Withrow? Yay, Clara! Congratulations! Okay, and we are proud to recognize Nolan Withrow. No? Okay. I should have checked. Yay! Woo! All right. There you go. Congrats. All right. Now we are proud to promote David Bowling to the Lower Elementary Sunday School. All right. Good job, buddy. Okay, can we have Levi Johnson? We are proud to promote Maytal to the next class. All right, Sissy. We're also promoting Anna Withrow to the next class. Yay! Right here, congrats. Can I have Levi Withrow? Levi, yay, Levi! All right. And we're also recognizing Matthew Withrow. Woo! OK, Okay, now we're going to go to the older kids. We are promoting Cameron to the next Sunday school class. Oh. And now the following two students are leaving me, and they're going to be youth, to the youth group. Can I have Jeffrey McNaughton?
Aw. Congratulations, Jeffrey.
And then we're going to have Riley Moore. Woo, Riley!
All right.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, parents, for bringing your kids to Sunday school. I know we have children's church, but Sunday school is very important, too. We learn about God, and it's a smaller group, and kids ask questions, and we're just, I'm inspired by your kids. They ask good questions, sometimes questions that I have to look it up online. But hopefully you guys, those that do not come to Sunday school, you guys are invited to come. If you have any questions, you could always ask me. Is it okay if we bless the kids? All right, can you all put your hands towards these lovely kids, and we're just going to pray for them. Okay, kids, close your eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day. Father, we come before you, Lord, asking you for these wonderful kids, those that come and that do not come to Sunday school, Lord. I pray that you'll be with them. I pray that you inspire them. I pray that they'll be able to just get closer to you, God. And throughout their lives, they'll be able to fall in love with you and to know that you are real, that you are with them, and that they are never, ever, ever alone, Father. Protect them from all harm and bless their families as well. We love you, Lord. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Alrighty, kids. You guys are free to go.
Well, that's awesome. And what a blessing our children are. And they get to participate in what we do. And in fact, they lead us in so many ways. What a blessing that is. If your children aren't involved in Sunday school, you can talk to Cindy about what class to jump into, because she would love to direct them in the right place and get them in the right place on Sunday mornings, 9:45 for Sunday school classes. Grab your bulletins if you would. And on the back of your bulletin is the one big announcement for today. The second part of our mission statement says, growing up to become passionate, spiritually mature followers of Jesus. We want to grow up. We want to become the disciples, the people that God wants us to be. And beginning this Wednesday night with Fuel, we begin that process again for this fall semester. We would love to have you plug into that and be part of that. Out in the lobby, there are the class selections that were being offered for the adults this year. We'd love to have you plug in. If you have not done that yet, or if you're interested, it's 8 weeks. And we end the week before fall break. So you don't have to worry about missing fall break and all kinds of things. But it's going to be a great time of learning. Those classes are out there. You can sign up and be a part of that. I hope you'll come. This Wednesday night, this coming Wednesday, is our kickoff night. We're going to just come and celebrate and fellowship together. We're going to show you on the screen. We're going to talk a little bit about the classes that are being offered. We want you to be part of that. So I hope you can come and be part of that on this Wednesday night, starting at 5:15 for our meal, and then a time of just talking a little bit about the class that we're going to offer. Just part of growing up and becoming the people that God wants us to become. I want to read just a part of Psalm 42, and then I want to offer a word of prayer. As a deer pants for streams of water, so I long for you, O God. I thirst for God, the living God. When can I come and stand before him? Well, this morning we're going to come and we're going to bow our hearts before him. Would you do that with me? Lord God, we thank you so much for the privilege of being here and hearing those songs just a few moments ago. I'll fly away and by the mark and the nail-scarred hands. Just our great reminders, God, of what this is all about, why we gather here. And my prayer is that, Lord Jesus, as we are here today, as we see you in the midst of all that's happening here, we pray that you would be honored. Thank you for the privilege of allowing us to be here, to gather as your people. We ask, Lord, your blessing on all that takes place here today. But God, we think about people that live outside these walls in our community. Those who live far from you and do that on purpose. Maybe do that because they don't know. God, we pray that you'd help us to be an influence in our community. Help us to share the love of Jesus, to help them connect with you in a special and powerful way. God, our hearts long for you. And that's what we desire today, is the power and presence of your Holy Spirit be on display. We just give you thanks. We give you praise for all that you have in mind for us today. We think about all those people who are listed in our bulletins as prayer concerns. Way too numerous to think about and to read every name. But God, there are people that just are struggling with disease, medical issues. God, there are people in leadership around our community and conference, in other churches, missionaries around the world serving you. And we just lift them collectively to you today. God, we pray all this in the name of Jesus, who taught his disciples to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." So I'm going to ask the ushers to come in just a minute. Before we do that, and before we receive our offering for today, I want, you've probably noticed this backpack here on display. Part of what we do to reach into our community is what we call blessings in a backpack. And our church, Covenant Church, supplies specifically backpacks for the weekend for students at LaGrange Elementary School. And about 150, is that right, Dana? Dana will, by the way, Dana, who back there nodding her head. Dana, you hold your hand up. Well, I'm just, stand up so everybody can, I want them to see who you are. So this is Dana. Dana is the coordinator of the backpack program here at Covenant Church. Would you give her just a thank you for that? She has been amazing to jump into that role and just help in getting that all coordinated. So if you have any questions about the backpack program, she's the lady to see. So that, I just wanted to make sure you knew who she was and you could see her. Thanks, Dana. So I want to tell you just a little bit about this. So most of you know about the backpack program, that every weekend we pack food. There are, 10 people, I think, that go down to the school, pack food for the children, about 150 the past school year. We're not sure this year. It could be more than that. Could be upwards of 200. In fact, they tell us that we could have 400 or so if that was the case. But they have to apply for that, and some of them don't. So right now we know we have 150 to 75-ish. This is the kind of stuff they get to take home for the weekend. There's nothing in that that's warm for a cold day. So one of the things that Dana has got in mind for this year is that every weekend with every backpack, we send home a can of Campbell's soup. That's not been provided. That's not been part of what we've done. What that means is, Covenant, we have another great opportunity. I did the math the other day, and I think it's about 3,000 cans of Campbell's soup for the whole school year. So, Covenant, we have another opportunity to influence our community for Jesus, to show people we love them and care about them. So, there'll be a lot more details coming about that, and we'll let you know when you can start bringing those kind of things. We'll let you know how to bring those things. But it's going to be cool, because every kid we send home a backpack with over the winter is going to get a can of soup they can warm up in a microwave. And that's very cool. So we get to be part of that, and that's going to be awesome. And I hope you'll jump in and be part of that as well. I'm going to pray. We're going to ask the ushers to come. We're going to receive our offering, and we're going to worship some more. So let's pray together. God, this offering really is for you. We're grateful for all that you do in our lives, for the blessings that you pour out into us. And pray that you'd bless these moments for your glory and for your honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
going to introduce us.
All right. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
All right, ready to go? All right. So well, this is harder than I thought.
Test?
Yeah, it's not, you know, to get up in front of people that you don't know is real easy.
It's easier, yeah.
Yeah, to get up in front of people that you know, it's tough.
Yeah, but we're so glad. Really, it's such a blessing to be here this morning, to share a little bit about our story, and also to compare how clay in the hands of the potter can be compared to our lives in the hands of the master potter. And we hope that what you see and hear this morning will remind you of God's amazing love and how powerful he is, how he can take the broken pieces of your life and make something good come from it. And this weekend is a real special weekend because it's a reminder again of God's power, because 6 years ago this weekend Carl had the brain bleed that caused the massive stroke, and you know, our life just changed drastically in a matter of seconds. And because the stroke did affect the right side of his body, and was right-handed, and so he had to learn how to talk and swallow and walk and write. And what is so amazing is that God has enabled him to continue to make bowls out of clay using his one hand and his left hand at that, when he's normally right-handed. But God has restored him. I call him a miracle man because, you know, our life did change so quickly in a matter of seconds, and we did feel like that we were dropped and broken.
Maybe there's someone here today that feels dropped or broken. But this is long that describes brokenness. Loss of a job, loss of health, loss of a loved one, divorce, loneliness, addictions, are just plain failures, disappointments. In today's world, we often throw things away that are broken. But God doesn't throw us away. He can take the broken pieces of our lives and make something good come from it.
Mm-hmm.
When the first time of stroke, I thought, wow, why did this happen to me? God still loved me. I had to remind myself of what the Bible says about God, because the Bible is God's word and God does not lie. In Romans, Paul was inspired to write about the authority and freedom of God. Paul wrote, "But who are you, O man, to talk back to God? Shall what is formed say to him who formed it, why'd you make me like this?" Bible says that God's love doesn't change and his love is forever. I believe God loves me and God loves you too, no matter what happens. Since my stroke, I've learned that God can make something good come from something bad. My favorite Bible verse is in Psalm 40. It said, "I waited patiently on the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry.
Yes, he did.
He lifted me up out of the muck and the mire, mm-hmm, and put my feet on a rock. Mm-hmm. Gave me a firm place to stand.
Yes.
He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord."
Mm-hmm. So this morning, let's put ourselves in the place of this clay and watch how the clay can be compared to our Christian walk in the hands of the master potter. So what's the first thing you have to do to this lump of clay?
Well, I do this home, and it's called getting the clay ready, preparing it. And I have to throw it down and knead it like bread dough, and throw it down some more and knead it like bread dough. I do that about 10 or 15 minutes on each piece, and it comes out to the right texture that I can work with it with my hand.
Yeah, those lumps and bumps.
I compare that to the sin in their life.
I know. We don't like to talk about sin, but we have to. We don't like to even think about sin, but we have to, because sin separates us from God, because he's so holy. I mean, holy means that he's sacred. He's above everything. He's beyond us, and he's perfect. And he sure knows that we're not perfect. And yet he longs to be with us. God is such a relational God. He really, really wants to be with us. And so he provided a solution to our sin problem by giving us his one and only son, Jesus, to come and pay the price for our sin, the penalty for our sin. And Jesus willingly did that. I can't get over that. He willingly did that, took our place. And by us turning from our sin, saying, okay, I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to do what is displeasing to you. By turning away from our sin and coming with in faith. I mean, we don't have to understand everything. I mean, we're not God, and he understands that. But we come in faith and say, okay, Lord, you can't lie, but I believe that you are who you say you are. And so I want you as my Savior and my Lord, and I want to turn away from sin. And God just smiles from ear to ear. And he allows us to be with him forever, to have that eternal life, because our sins are covered. Our sins are forgiven. What a great God. What a merciful God he is.
God's word says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
Okay, so what's the second step? Okay, well, you work the lumps and bumps out.
The second step is called centering. Centering. I have to get this lump of clay centered on the wheel. Well, just throwing it down like that doesn't get it. As you can see, it's pretty wobbly. So I have to make it conform to the center of the wheel with my hand. That's like we have to conform to God's will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. This part reminds me of, you know, where we willingly have to say, okay, God, let's do it your way instead of my way. I want you to be the leader, and I'll follow you. And you know, God knows that that's not easy for us. But he gives us, he gives us several ways that we can stay centered on him, where we can let him lead, and where we can say, okay, your will and not mine. But today we're going to talk about, we're going to remind you of Bible study is a good way of staying centered. Prayer, Christian fellowship, and praise. Bible study. God really wants us to know who he is. And the more we know about this inspired word of God, the more we love him. Our love deepens. And when our love deepens, then, you know, our faith gets stronger. And when our faith is stronger, it becomes easier to trust him, because it's a whole lot about trust. Prayer. I know I can't get over prayer. God is so able to do everything on his own, but yet he chooses to work through the prayers of his people. He really wants us to be with him. He's so relational. the King of the universe, and yet wants us to be with him and talk to him and pray and ask and seek and knock. And then Christian fellowship, that really helps us to stay centered and stay in that, the yielding of his hand and say, your will, not mine, Lord, is Christian fellowship. I mean, we sure need each other. This church family has been so there for us, for Carl and I, and such a reflection of the hands and the feet of God. Because when, you know, there's days where it's tough, it's hard. We need people to pray for us and to cheer us on and say, it's gonna be okay, you can make it. And then praise. There's something about proclaiming the truth about God that is so powerful, because it gets our mind off of ourselves and on God. And nothing is too big for him. Well, you think it's centered?
Yeah, I think so.
Looks pretty good. Okay, what's the next thing you got to do?
Next step is called opening up. Oh, I have to open up a big hole in the center of the clay with my thumb. And that's, to allow the light and the hand to be inside to work with the clay. Because I work with it from the inside out.
Ooh.
God works with us every day from the inside out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like this too. I wish you all could just come real close and see this. Because the clay is so full of itself, but when he pushes his thumb down, it opens up, pushes back the clay, pushes back, and the light can come in, and the light can dispel the darkness. That makes me think of Jesus, you know, because he has, you know, he's called himself the light. He said, I'm the light of the world. It's really, really cool because, you know, to see that clay being pushed back out of itself. And, you know, it reminds me, too, about how important openness is in our Christian walk. Open to the truth of God's word. Open hands to serve. You can't, I mean, it's hard to serve when your hands are closed. Open ears to hear, open eyes to see where the need is. Openness is really important in the Christian walk. What's the next thing? What's the next step?
Well, it's my favorite step. You want to know why?
Yeah, I do. I want to know why.
Because I'm the potter, and I'm the only one who knows if this is going to turn out to be.
All right. That's true. That is so true. God is so good. I mean, I love that scripture that says, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, but to give you hope and a future. You know, that scripture is really good and very encouraging, but it doesn't say that we'll never, ever, ever have any problems or any trouble. It says that I'm going to be with you, and I'm going to give you hope, and I'm going to give you a good future. I'm not here to harm you. Cool. This is my favorite step, too, because it reminds me of God's power, that when life pulls you down, God can pull you up out of that mess and hard time and brokenness. And God invites us to rest in his hands as he holds and carries us, and he reassures us in his word. He's pulling us up. I love the reassurance of God's word. Scripture of trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. That's a big one for me. Lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he'll be with you. He'll make your path straight. Another one I like too is fear not, because I can get scared real quick. Fear not, for I'm with you. I'll strengthen you. I'll help you. I will uphold you with my mighty right hand. Victorious right hand, some translations say. Okay, now what? Where's it go now?
Well, it goes on the shelf for about 2 weeks for it to dry. And then it goes in the kiln, which is just a big oven. Takes it up to about 1,800 degrees, about 5 hours. Then it comes out to the right texture where I can add glaze to it. That's the coating you see on the pottery. You
know. Yeah.
Then it's fired again. In 8 more hours at 2,200 degrees. And that's some heat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think we've all gone through a little heat in our lives, haven't we?
Yeah. Yeah, because that heat reminds us of what it feels like when you go through those tough times. Those times where you feel broken, where life is just really hard, and you might be saying, why is this happening? Why is it taking so long? Where are you, God? It's just too hard. But it's interesting that the heat of the kiln actually makes the piece stronger and stronger. Is that not?
That's
it. It's just wild. The actual heat of the kiln makes it stronger and stronger, which makes us think, well, okay, God uses these times of brokenness, of suffering and all to strengthen our faith. When we cling to Him, when we cling to God, our faith can get stronger through those tough times. He uses the hard times to transform us into what we were meant to be. Yeah. We feel like we've been in a kiln, haven't we?
Yep.
We feel like he's sort of cracked the lid when we can get, it's cooling down a little bit, you know, we can catch our breath. We have a new normal, don't we?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we can see how God has taken this tough time and he has made good things come from it, and he has put him and Carl and myself back together again, even though we're still broken, you know, but we live in a broken world. Yeah. That God is really stretching us both as he shapes and molds us to a new level of trusting. It's so much about trusting him without borders, but we stand before you saying he is a trustworthy God. He keeps his promises.
Promises like you're loved, you're forgiven, he won't let you go. You have eternal life through Jesus Christ.
Yes. Yes.
Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the light, and no one comes to the Father except through me.
Okay, let's cut this off of the wheel. I'm going to sit it down in front with the rest of them. Of course, it's got to be glazed and all of that. You want to cut it off again?
Yeah.
So you can't worry about getting messy with this. I'm the cleanup crew. Okay, I take it. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sit it down here on the front with the rest of it. Oh, I'm sorry. Forgive me.
I understand. I love you.
You love me. He loves me.
You're forgiven.
I'm forgiven.
Bring the clay to me.
Bring it to you. Wait a minute.
It's broken, but I can make it over and over again.
And isn't that what our lives are like sometimes? There's days that we just feel like we've been dropped. And we're a mess.
That's right.
God made us something beautiful. And suddenly life is taking a turn that we didn't see coming. We didn't expect to happen. We didn't know what was going to happen. There's a lady by the name of Adelaide Pollard. Kind of like that. She grew up in Iowa, and she went to college in Chicago. She got a degree in elocution and physical, elocution and physical culture. When I first read that, I thought it said electrician. And I'm like, what? Elocution. Now, she went from getting that education to become a teacher at a girls' school there in Chicago. And her dream was to become a missionary to Africa. That's what she really wanted to do. She really wanted to go and be a missionary for God. That never did take place. In fact, she became a teacher of missionaries at a school up in Nyack, New York. Finally, there was one day that she actually got to go to Africa. But she couldn't even stay long because World War I broke out, and so she had to leave Africa and go to Scotland. And from Scotland, she came back to America, back to teaching. And even in the midst of all that teaching, and she became, in the midst of all that, a pretty incredible Bible teacher who would go from place to place and town to town teaching God's Word. Now, in the midst of all this, her health continued to decline. And she was trying to raise money so that she could go back to Africa for a second time, just to actually be there for more than a couple of days. Those funds didn't come very quickly. In fact, they didn't come to the place where she could ever go back to Africa. And she was in a place of what you might call distress of the soul, where life had crashed, where life didn't look like it had there for a while. And it was in the midst of that distress of the soul, and distress of the soul that some of us face, and maybe we face way too often. But it was in the midst of that, she went to a prayer meeting, and she heard them talk about Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 to 6. And she heard them read that fourth verse that we read earlier today. It's in your bulletin. You can read it later. But she heard them read that verse, and then she heard an elderly lady at that same Bible study say these words in a prayer. It really doesn't matter what you do with us, Lord. Just have your way in our lives. She heard that prayer and she thought to herself, that's my life. It really doesn't matter what you do with me, Lord. Just have your way with me. She went home that night and wrote the words to have thine own way. Have thine own way, Lord. You are the potter. I'm the clay. We are that lump of clay. God, have your way in my life. Form me, mold me, make me. I love that, Carla. That's your favorite part, to mold it into whatever you come up with in your own mind. God already has an idea for your life and for mine. What he wants to make us, if we'll just be yielded to him. Quit being stubborn. That's what we need to call it, because that's what it is. Quit insisting on our way and let God have His way in our lives. Maybe there's some of us here this morning that are being stubborn. Maybe there's someone here today that, man, it's like, God, I've never let you have your way with my life. I've been doing this my way for all these years, and maybe this is a day that you can say, okay, I'm done doing it my way. God, I want you to have your way in my life. Listen, just like Carl did a moment ago, Jesus is standing with his arms wide open saying, I love you. Just let me have the clay. And I'll make it and I'll mold it into my own likeness. And I don't know, maybe you're here today and it's that's where you are. You just need to be molded and made into his likeness. Well, I want to invite you to stand. And we're going to sing, Have Thine Own Way, Lord. And maybe for you today, it will be a prayer. In fact, I hope that as we sing these three verses, that it will be a prayer for you. And maybe if you're here today and you're just struggling with life and you just need to say, God, my life is a broken mess and I really need you. Maybe today is this day of surrender. And you can make that happen today too. But here's what I really don't want to happen. I don't want you to leave this place today with broken pieces and broken parts, or in a place where you can't be yielded to Him. So if you don't want to come forward during this song, if it's not something that you just feel comfortable doing, make sure you talk to somebody. Come find me. Go find Mel. Come, Cindy or Matt or Scott. We're here. We would love to talk to you about having that deep relationship with Jesus that can say on an everyday basis, man, here, God, I am yielded to you every day. I want your will in my life. So let's sing together. Amen. So before we leave, and before Judy's going to pray a prayer of benediction, before we do that, I want to ask all of the children, youth who are here that are going to school, if you come and stand right down here. If you're here this morning, you're in preschool, at a preschool somewhere, at a daycare. If you're in high school, if you're in grade school, come on. Come on, stand right, just stand right here on the floor. Come on, Lily. Come on. Church, these are our kids. These are our kids. We need to pray for them. We need to bless them in this season of their life, in this jumping into a new school year. Some of them making huge transitions in their lives. So I'm going to ask you as a church now to come and surround them. You lay your hands on them. You can just reach out and touch somebody in front of you. I mean, what a blessing this is to be able to do this for our kids.
Lord, I know, but oh, what a blessing it is, Lord. What a privilege it is to take these children at your feet, Father. And we know from your word, Lord, that you smile when you see us. And you tell us to come to you like children. So, God, Lord, protect them. Protect them, Lord, and I pray that they come to know you personally as their Lord and Savior at such an early age. I also ask favor on them, Lord, at school with their teachers. Lord, I pray that you bring the right friends to them, Lord, and put a hedge of protection around them from people that they do not need to be friends with. Lord, keep them safe going to and fro school, from school. And Lord, we love you. And we know that you have your eyes on these children. So we can just rest in your peace, knowing that you have everything under control. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.